我们打开圣经，我们看希伯来书第十章。So let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. 我们继续接住上个星期睇嘅经文。And we'll be continuing from where we left off last week in chapter 10. 我们今日睇十一节至到十八节。This morning we're going to be looking at verse 11 to 18.不过今天我们看这个经文呢，就是看到耶稣是得胜者，又使人得胜。You know, Jesus does a lot of amazing things. Some of them are just hilarious, some are fun, some are interesting. But this morning we're going to look at that Jesus is victorious and he helps others gain the victory. 我们在这个的十章十一节至十八节， and we're going to be looking at verse 11 to 18.凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，类似献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下，从此等候他受敌成了他的脚蹬，因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全，圣灵也对他我们作见证，因为他既已说过，主说那些日子以后，我与你们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在你们心上，又要放在你们的里面，以后就说我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我们在这里一起去看你的话语，所以我们靠你真的让我们在从这个经文里面了解你怎样得胜，以及怎样帮助我们可以得胜。我们靠耶稣打开我们的心，打开我们的耳朵，让我们可以真的了解清楚，靠你使用孩子所讲的说话是蒙恩。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 可能你留意今天又多了很多的座位，是吧？ Maybe you've noticed there's a lot of extra chairs here this morning。 其实我们是试过派200张凳，为了下个星期我们想确保有足够的位置被人坐。 And we tried to set up 200 chairs so that we can have enough chairs for next week。 那我们发现到这个墙呢，我们可以摆加埋两个轮椅位呢，就是203个位。And so we discovered that we can, with two wheelchairs in here, we can have 203 seats。如果计埋后面音响室、BB 房同埋出边门口呢，可能210人。 And with people in the sound room, the baby room, and out in the hallway as ushers, we can have close to 210 people。 所以今天派了这位给你经历下，觉得逼不逼啊？And so we just set them up this week so that you could see, do you think it's too tight? 行和行之间隔离左右怕不怕？我们这里没有200人，后面是逼少少啊。The back hall is a little bit tight。但是希望下个星期，如果是以前下面的200人是没可能。hope that it will be okay for next week, because in the old place we couldn't have gotten 200 people in here at all。 那有几个位置看不到，就好似Tim叔坐嗰个位置要睇电视。There's a few spots that you can't see, so Tim has to look at me on the TV。咁啊，不过呢个我哋睇到得胜，耶稣系得胜。Here we see that Jesus is the victorious。喺呢个经文有少少重复上个星期讲过嘅说话。And this passage is repeating some of what we talked about last week。但系佢系好强调耶稣系拯救者 ，but it's emphasizing that Jesus is our Savior。佢亦都系重复再讲一次咧，耶稣左喺神嘅右边。And it's telling us once again that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God。其实喺第一章第三节第八章第一节都是这样讲。 And it's also told, it's repeated this, it was said in chapter 1 verse 3 and chapter 8 verse 1, 耶稣坐在神的右边。 Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God。 其实可能如果圣经里面去重复一样嘢，重复几次呢，嗰一样嘢系好重要。And if the Bible repeats something over again a couple of times, that is an important point. 所以我哋早几个礼拜前我哋睇过耶稣坐神嘅右边嘅重要。So a few weeks ago we talked about the importance of Jesus sitting on the right hand of God. 但系今日我想我哋睇一个好重要嘅事实，就系呢个经文咧系引用翻诗篇110篇。But something that's very important is this passage is taken from Psalms 110. 如果你可以同我一起打开诗篇110篇， and if you can turn with me to Psalms 110, we'll look at that. 因为诗篇110篇嘅时候系话我哋听耶稣系呢个系叫弥赛亚诗篇， and this psalm is called a messianic psalm. 犹太人都系承认呢个系弥赛亚诗篇， and even the Jewish people recognize that this is a messianic psalm. 弥赛亚就系希列文嘅称呼，系讲到神派嚟嘅受膏者，系拯救者。And the Messiah is the Hebrew word that means that the anointed one that God sent as a savior. 嗰个希列文翻译系基督， and in Greek it's called Christ. 所以希列文嘅弥赛亚同埋唔系希列文嘅基督同埋希伯来话嘅弥赛亚系同一个意思。So in the Greek and the Hebrew, Messiah and Christ means the same thing. 咁呢个110篇第一节同埋第二节系咁样讲。And in verse 1 and 2, it says, 耶和华对我说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌作你的脚蹬。耶和华必使你从石安沙伸出能力的掌来，你要在你的仇敌中掌权。好似是吧，好似希伯来书差不多一样。 It's very similar to what it says in Hebrews. 那这个是大卫王写的诗篇。 And this psalm was written by King David. 大卫王写这个诗篇的时候，他是以色列人的王。 When David wrote this, he was king of Israel. 大卫作王的时候就是以色列的王，今时代。 And when David was king of Israel, it was the golden age of Israel.即是话咧，当时嘅世界咧，除咗以色列，冇国家系强过佢嘅。That means that they were the strongest, most powerful country in the land at that time. 所以喺大卫王之上咧，喺人嚟讲咧，冇一个人系佢头上。And so there is nobody greater in the flesh, in human form, greater than King David at that time. 于是冇一个人大卫可以称呼系我嘅主。除了真神一之外， So there is nobody aside from God Almighty that David could have called Lord. 因为他是最大的主， because he was the biggest Lord of all. 但是在这个诗篇大卫说，耶和华对我的主说， But in this psalm it says, God said to my Lord.那个神不是分裂的，神不是一个，即是我们知道犹太人信只有一个神。 God is not split in half. The Jewish people believe there's only one God. 这个一个神，所以他说神对我神说， and so he says God speaking to my God, 主对我主说， Lord speaking to my Lord. 大卫只有一个主，就是真神一个。And so the Lord speaking to my Lord, and there's only one Lord for David, and that was God himself. 所以神怎可以跟自己讲话呢？ And so how could God be speaking to himself? 其实这个是一个证明耶和华真神，耶和华就是神的名，是不是？是自来自由自由永有，我就是我。 And Jehovah means I am that I am from everlasting to everlasting.只有一个神，但这个神是三一真神。 There's only one God, but here it tells us that this God, he is a triune God, 有父神，有儿子耶稣，有圣灵。 There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 所以这个犹太人承认在弥赛亚诗篇，即是说主对我主，耶和华对我主， 尼賽亞說。 And so as they say, this is a messianic psalm. This is God, Jehovah, speaking to God, the Messiah. 是不是？請你看耶穌怎樣說，馬太福音22章41至46。Look what Jesus said about this in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 41-46. Jesus is speaking here to the Pharisees. Now, 又是向一班的猶太人講緊，佢唔相信尼賽亞是可以做神的。他是觉得尼赛亚只不过一个人。 And as he's speaking to the Pharisees, they didn't believe that the Messiah would be God. They thought that the Messiah would just be a man. 但你看耶稣怎样讲，22章41节，法利赛人聚集的时候，耶稣问他们说，论到基督，你们的意见如何？他是谁的子孙呢？他们回答说，是大卫的子孙。耶稣说，这样大卫被圣灵感动，怎么能称他为主？说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？他们没有一个人能回答一言，从那日以后也没有人敢再问他什么。个意思就是耶稣讲明，你们说尼赛是大卫的子孙，但是大卫称他为主，如果是主怎么是子孙？即是说尼赛是未有生出来之前已经是主，即是说从永远到永远是自由自由永有。多谢。That means that what Jesus is saying, that if David is calling him Lord, and yet he is supposed to be his descendant, that the Messiah is not his descendant, that the Messiah was always in existence, that he is the eternal Messiah, that he is from everlasting to everlasting, and therefore he is not just a human in the flesh. Alright? Now, 你睇《使徒行传》第二章。Look at Acts chapter 2. 当耶稣死在十字架上，从死里复活，升天之前，同门徒讲，耶稣从死里复活，升天之后，彼得第一次讲道，在耶路撒冷。This is after Jesus rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and this is Peter's first message.圣灵降临在彼得身上，他起身，那些人以为他喝醉酒，他起身讲第一篇道。 And the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles, and Peter stood up, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he gave his first message. 在这个篇道，在这一篇里面的时候，在第二章，你看32节至37节， and look from verse 32-37。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事作见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我是你的仇敌作你的脚灯。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么行？我们知道之后呢，3000人因为这样就信主。 And we know that after that, 3,000 Jews at that time became Christians, received Jesus. 因为耶稣是神立为尼赛亚，已经是尼赛亚，是升到高天，坐在宝座上，敌人是他的脚下。So this is Jesus, he's ascended into heaven, he is the Messiah, and all the enemies are under his feet. 嗱，我哋讲到敌人喺脚下，你会唔会有你嘅敌人喺你嘅脚下呢？ Talking about enemies under your feet, will you put your enemies under your feet? 有时睇到啲人去打猎啊，即系打个老虎，跟住打老虎之后揸住支枪企喺佢身上，哇！我成功啊，或者打熊仔系咪啊？又系影一相。You know, the hunters, you know, they go out and they go hunting and maybe they catch a tiger or a bear, you know, and they stand there with their foot on his back, you know, and take a picture of him and say, look at me, I'm the hero, you know. I've got my head on this, I got my foot on this guy's head. 即是我是比他强壮，以前的人是出来打仗，皇帝回来呢就是表示胜利呢，就踩住敌人的皇帝的身上，说我是赢了得胜。 And in the old days when the king would go out to battle and he'd win the battle and he'd capture the king of the enemy and he'd stand and he'd put his foot on the back of the enemy and prove that I'm more powerful than the enemy. 耶稣就是这样将他的敌人放在脚下。 And that's what Jesus has done. He's put all of his enemies under his feet. 耶稣有什么敌人？Who are Jesus' enemies? 耶稣有敌人吗？是啊， Jesus' enemy is Satan, the devil. 耶稣就是胜过魔鬼，胜过撒旦。 Jesus is more powerful than Satan. He has put them under his feet. 耶稣就是胜过他，放他脚下。Jesus put them under his feet and now he is Lord on the throne. 耶稣今天坐在宝座上，敌人在他脚下。So Jesus is on the throne and the enemies are under his feet. 弟兄姊妹，如果你记得创世纪的时候，亚当夏娃吃禁果的时候，神就来惩罚他，是吗？If you remember in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden fruit, then God came and he punished them, right? 他就跟魔鬼撒旦讲一番很重要的说话。And God said something important to Satan. 他在创世纪第三章十四节十五节是这样讲。And in Genesis chapter 3, 14 and 15, he said this, 耶和华对神对蛇说，你既作了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。And he said, I'm going to put enmity between you and the descendants of the woman, and you will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head.
这个是讲什么？我们讲女人的后裔，通常我们讲男人的后裔，你姓什么？你跟你老豆姓嘛。
It says the descendants of the lady, usually we're descendants of men, you follow your father's surname, you don't follow your mother's surname.
可能有的人跟阿妈姓，是吧？有人跟阿妈姓。
Anybody follow your mother's surname?
我以前認識一家人在上海來，個仔跟爸爸姓，媽咪跟啊，啲女係跟阿媽姓啊。
I met a family from Shanghai a number of years ago, and the boys all had the father's surname, and the girls all had the mother's surname.
有啲古靈精怪，不過多數係跟阿爸姓係咪
？Usually we follow the father's descendants.
但这个说女人的后裔，
But here it says the descendants of the lady.
你知道圣经里面有一个人是女人的后裔，是没爸爸的。
You know there's one person in the Bible who is a descendant of a mother of a lady and has no father.
是谁？耶稣。是耶稣啊，耶稣童贞女玛利亚生的，若瑟不是他地上肉身的爸爸。
Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He had no physical father.
所以这个讲到神尼赛亚派神派尼赛亚来要跟魔鬼的是为仇。
And so this says that God is sending the Messiah Jesus Christ to be at enmity with Satan.
耶稣怎样伤他的脚，魔鬼以为将耶稣钉十字架是赢的。
Satan thought that by crucifying Jesus on the cross that he would win.
He 估唔到，佢唔知，原来耶稣从死里复活。 是打败魔鬼。And Satan didn't know that when Jesus rose from the dead, that Satan was going to be defeated.
所以我哋话耶稣钉十字架好痛苦，好伤，系咪
？We say that Jesus died on the cross is very painful.
但系因为耶稣从死里复活，呢、这个伤好似系伤佢脚筋。
But in reality, because Jesus rose from the dead, in comparison, he's still alive today. That means that this hurt is like just hurting his foot.
但耶稣对死在十字架上拯救你和我，这个对魔鬼成为一个打爆他的头的一个伤害。
But when Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for my sins, that is in reality like smashing the head of Satan in victory.
Really, 魔鬼是失败，因为耶稣从死里复活。
So Satan is defeated because Jesus rose from the dead.
我们不用怕魔鬼，因为耶稣已经胜过他。
We don't have to be afraid of Satan because Jesus defeated him.
好多人是怕魔鬼的。
So many people are afraid of Satan, of the devil.
他怕黑啊。They're afraid of the dark.
他们怕看鬼片之后呢就不敢入厕所。
And they watch these satanic devil movies, these ghost movies, and they're afraid to go in the bathroom or something, you know.
我劝你千祈不要看鬼片，鬼片就是中计，魔鬼想恐吓你。
Don't watch these ghost movies. You know, Satan just wants to use them to get you bound up.
人家喜欢是去露营，就是几个同学一起宿舍讲鬼故，吓死你啊。
You know, they like to go and, you know, students, you know, together, you go camping trip or something, we all sit around, we tell ghost stories, you know, let's scare each other, you know.
不用做这些东西，你将这荣耀给魔鬼做什么？
What do you want to give the glory to Satan for?
魔鬼已经是失败，已经是打爆。
Satan is already defeated. Jesus crushed his head.
我们是不用怕鬼。
刚才听宋姐说，她的见证从拜偶像被拯救出来。
And we just heard the testimony from Ms. Song and how she was saved from worshipping the idols.
是魔鬼是没权，我们说我们去打粉碎的偶像呢，人家说哎呀我怕我打他会不会来搞我咯。
You know, some people say, oh, I'm going to smash the idols. Oh no, don't smash him. You know, Satan will come back and get me. He's going to attack me.
我认识的人拜神多数呢是因为恐惧拜神，是不是？
All the people I know that worship idols, they do it out of fear, right?
因为怕我不拜他，不奉他，他会来回魂，会搞我，会令到我们不平安啊。
Because if I don't honor him and worship him, he's going to come back and get me, and I'm not going to have peace.
You see, 不拜不得。但耶稣入到你生命的时候是释放你。
But when Jesus comes into your life, he sets you free.
因为耶稣是宝座上，耶稣是真神，耶稣是万王之王，万主之主，魔鬼是他脚下。
That's because Jesus is on the, is on the throne. He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he's Lord of all, and he's greater than Satan, and Satan is under his feet.
所以弟兄姊妹，你千祈不用怕魔鬼。
You don't need to be afraid of Satan.
耶稣是得胜，耶稣要释放我们。
Jesus is the victor, and he wants to set us free.
那好多人受魔鬼的影响。
So many people are bound up by things that Satan does.
可能你都是受这些影响。魔鬼会来跟你讲一些说话放在你的心里面。
Satan will come and put some words into your head and thoughts into your mind.
Satan, 魔鬼会叫你想啊，你没鬼用啊，你不得的，你不要再信神啊。
Satan will come and he'll say to you, you're no good, you're not worthy, you shouldn't believe in God.
Right? 魔鬼会叫你做一些不应该做的事，身不由己。
就叫你发脾气，叫你即系谂唔咸湿嘢。And Satan will come and put these thoughts in your mind and make you think of things that you shouldn't be thinking. He'll make you think pornographic thoughts. He'll make you get angry, uncontrollable in yourself. 系咪？好多时魔鬼系咁样嘅。我们的肉体是影响我们，是魔鬼在加火的。 And sometimes we get in the flesh and then Satan comes along and you know, he just makes it worse. 我们要学习怎样去靠耶稣得胜，将魔鬼放在我们脚下，赶走他。 We need to learn how to trust in Jesus to rebuke Satan, to put him under our feet and get rid of him. 你不需要时时受魔鬼这些试探，这些引诱，这些事。You don't need to be under the influence of all this stuff by Satan. 魔鬼有两个很辣手的武器。Satan has two very powerful weapons.他用这两个武器时时打低基督徒。And he uses these two weapons to destroy Christians.知唔知两个武器系乜嘢 ？Do you know what the two weapons are？ 第一个系疑惑 ，the first one is doubt。第二个系恐惧 ，and the second is fear。魔鬼会时时叫你去疑惑究竟有冇神存在 ？Satan will always cause you to wonder and doubt: Is there a God？ 魔鬼会令到你疑惑神爱唔爱我？Satan will make you wonder, does God love me? 魔鬼会令到你疑惑，神听唔听我祷告啊？我祈来祈去都冇结果，神唔听啊。And Satan will make you wonder and doubt, does God even hear my prayers? I pray left and right and nothing happens. 魔鬼喜欢放啲疑惑心喺人哋嘅心里边。你唔好听魔鬼，佢已经系失败喺耶稣嘅脚下。你话奉耶稣嘅名，我赶走呢啲疑惑，我系要接受神嘅说话系真实嘅。You need to pray in the name of Jesus. Say, Satan, get behind me. You're defeated. I don't accept these doubts. Get out of here. I'm going to stand on what the promises of the Bible say. 第二个武器系恐惧。魔鬼时时令到人哋恐惧。Satan always makes us afraid.魔鬼会令到你恐惧，我不够洁净，我不够圣洁，我不可以亲近神。You know, Satan will make you say, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not holy enough, I can't approach God. 我不敢求神，我不敢见神。I'm afraid to ask God for anything, I'm afraid to see Him. 魔鬼会来到跟你讲很多假话的，令到你呢恐惧呢，啊，哎呀，因为我犯了罪，我是不是犯那些不能宽恕的罪啊。 And Satan will make you think, oh, I've committed a sin, maybe it's the unpardonable sin, and God will never forgive me. 是不是？跟着魔鬼一令到你很多恐惧，很惊，惊东，惊西，惊黑。 And then Satan makes you afraid of all sorts of things, you know? 好像一个小朋友呢，他惊夜晚黑熄灯，惊个床底有个怪兽。It's like the young boy, you know, at night he turns off the light, he's afraid there's a monster under his bed. 於是他是救命啊，爸爸爸爸離開燈啊，我床底有怪獸啊。And so he says, Daddy, Daddy, come in my room, there's a monster under my bed. 爸爸來到開燈，仔冇事冇事，冇怪獸喺度，我喺度唔使驚。And the father came and said, Don't be afraid, it's okay, I'm here, man.我睇，帮你睇下床下底冇嘢喎，你望下冇嘢嘅。He said, "Look, I'm looking under the bed. There's nothing there." 但系佢嘅仔讲啊，系爸爸，你望嘅时候佢唔喺度，你走嘅时候佢翻嚟嘅。Yeah, Dad, when you're here, he's not. He goes away, but when you leave, he comes back. 好，爸爸做咩事？我熄灯同你一齐瞓今晚好唔好？睇佢嚟唔嚟。And so the father turns out the light and said, Okay, I'll sleep with you tonight and see if he comes. 爸爸在这里怪兽来不来啊？不来嘛，因为爸爸是大过怪兽嘛，你知不知道？爸爸这么伟大。When the dad is there, the monster doesn't come because daddy's bigger than the monster. You didn't know dads were so powerful, did you?
Yes, 耶稣比魔鬼大。耶稣在你身边，你惊什么？
有耶稣在这里，魔鬼一定要走。Jesus is more powerful than any demon, any satanic thing. If Jesus is in your heart, Satan has to leave. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. He has already failed. He is in Jesus' grasp. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. He's already been defeated. He's already under the feet of Jesus. 其实有很多的经文是讲到耶稣的能力怎样帮助我们。
There are many scriptures in the Bible that tell us how Jesus is, helps us and cares for us.
但你知不知道魔鬼的结局是怎样？
But do you know what the result of Satan is?
启示录告诉我们魔鬼的结局呢就要扔落火湖永永远远受捆绑。
Revelation tells us that Satan will be put into the lake of fire and forever be bound up.
他已经是失败，已经知道时间不多，所以他现在想恐吓人，欺骗人，你不要中计。
Satan knows his time is up. He won't be around long, so he just wants to deceive people and try and mess people up.
同我睇启示录十二章第七节。至到十二节。
Look with me in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 12.
启示录十二章。这个不是魔鬼最后的结局，但这个经文有一个很重要的教导给我们。
This passage is not talking about the result of Satan, but there is a very important message in this passage for you and me this morning.
十二章第七节至到十二节 ，Chapter 12, verse 7 to 12，在天上就有了征战，米迦勒。同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜。天上再没有他们的地方，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔到下去。我听见在天上有大声音说：我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在你们神面前昼夜控告他的他们弟兄的已经被摔下去。十一节好紧要，大兄胜了胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命，所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气纷纷的下到你们那里去了。
十一节是宝贵， Verse 11 is so powerful. 怎样得胜胜过魔鬼？ How do you overcome Satan?
耶稣的宝血和见证神的道。
By the blood of the Jesus, the Lamb of God, and by the testimony of the Word.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣的宝血我们已经看过很清楚，这个我们见证神的道，我们要坚持，我们要站立。
So we've been looking at the blood of Jesus, and this is the Word of God, and we need to stand firm on it.
你可以胜过魔鬼，因为耶稣已经胜过魔鬼。
You can overcome Satan because Jesus has already overcome Satan.
耶稣还有一个很重要的东西给我们，在希伯来书第十章。
There's another very important thing that the last point I want to make from Hebrews chapter 10.
十五节至到十八节是讲得很清楚，
Verse 15 to verse 18, and it tells us so clearly here.
耶稣不单止为你死为你复活，坐在天上有魔鬼在他脚下。
Not only is Jesus died and risen from the dead, sitting on the throne and have Satan under his feet,
耶稣为你做了另一样东西帮 得胜。 Jesus has done one more thing for you that you can be victorious in your life.
15节，圣灵也对我们作见证，因为他既已说过。
The Holy Spirit testifies for us.
你知道耶稣给我们一个非常重要的礼物。
Jesus has given us a wonderful gift.
是帮你属灵生命去得胜。
And it helps your life, your spiritual life, be victorious.
耶稣为你死，跟住他将圣灵给你。
Jesus died for your sins and he gave us the Holy Spirit.
靠自己的能力我没办法得胜，知道耶稣为我得胜都是不足够，但耶稣将圣灵给我，我就可以靠圣灵得胜。
In my own strength, I can never be victorious. Just knowing that Jesus has the victory isn't going to help me. But I can be victorious because the Holy Spirit is in me.
好快你看约翰福音14章16-17节。
Just really quickly look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16-17.
约翰福音14章16节说：我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在。
也要在你们里面。这个耶稣讲圣灵要，当他死在十字架之后，复活之后，圣灵要来。This is Jesus saying that after he dies on the cross, after he raises from the dead, the Holy Spirit is going to come.
为什么圣灵要来的?
Why is the Holy Spirit going to come?
因为魔鬼还在搞乱荡。Because
Satan is still here messing things up.
你是需要圣灵的帮助。
You need the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣说我靠父，父另外给你一个保惠师。
And so Jesus said, I will ask of the Father and he will give you the Comforter.
保惠师要帮助你。
The Comforter is there to help you.
这个保惠师不单止与你同在，要在你里面。This
comforter is not only with you, but he's going to be in you.
你知道有圣灵在你里面吗?
Do you know you have the Holy Spirit in you?
我们没时间看清楚，但你可以打开罗马书第八章。罗马书第八章讲好几点是讲到圣灵。
In Romans chapter 8, there are a few verses. We don't have a lot of time to talk about all of them, but there are a few verses that are important in Romans chapter 8 about the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第八章第九节,
chapter 8, verse 9 of Romans.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
If the Spirit of God dwells in you, you're not of the flesh, but you are of the Spirit. And if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are not of Christ. Do you have the Spirit of Christ?
你邀请耶稣入你心，圣灵入到你里边，你有神嘅灵喺你里边。
When you become a Christian, you invite Jesus into your heart. The Holy Spirit comes into your life.
你系属于耶稣嘅。You
are part of God.
你唔信？你睇埋第八章16节。
You don't believe me? Look at chapter 8, verse 16.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣灵作证，你是属于他。
The Holy Spirit has this witness that you are part of Him, that you belong to God.
以前你不信耶稣，你属于魔鬼。
Before you became a Christian, you belonged to Satan.
你现在信耶稣，耶稣拯救你，你属于神的。
Now you become a Christian, you're taken and saved, and you belong to God. 即使话你以前属于魔鬼，魔鬼可以点样对你？你而家属于耶稣，魔鬼有冇权对你啊？
So before you were part of Satan, Satan had the authority to do whatever he wanted to. Now you're part of God. Can Satan attack you? Does he have that authority?
No. 因为你有基督喺你心里边，你系属于神，魔鬼冇权搞你，因为魔鬼已经系耶稣嘅脚下。
Because you're part of Jesus, you're part of God, you're taken out of the family of Satan, and Jesus has Satan under his foot, so Satan has no authority to attack you.
Right? If this is true, why do we keep getting beat by Satan?
Because we don't know we're part of God and we let Satan keep beating us up.
有圣灵在你里面，你看第八章，罗马书第八章26-27节。
You've got the Holy Spirit with you. Look at Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祷告。
你软弱吗？你有痛苦吗？
Are you weak? Do you have pain?
圣灵知道你的需要，圣灵在你心里面住，你有圣灵充满你。
The Holy Spirit knows your weakness, He knows your pain, He is filling your heart.
祂为你祷告，祂要帮你。耶稣已经得胜，我们靠着圣灵的能力，我们都可以得胜。
You know, Jesus has already got the victory. If we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, we can also have the victory.
今天不是很多时间是讲怎样去得到圣灵 的能力，但我们要知道我们有这个能力。希伯来书第十章第十六节至十八节是用以西结书来讲。
You know, back in Hebrews chapter 10, 16 to 18, it's using speaking from Jeremiah. 是告诉我们听神要将祂的灵放在我们里面。
And he's telling us that God wants to put his spirit in their heart.
你知道旧约圣经圣灵不会入到人的心。
Do you know in the Old Testament that the Holy Spirit would not fill people's heart, would not come into them?
在旧约时代圣灵降临在某些人身上。
In Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit would come upon some people,
好像先知皇帝这样，圣灵降临在他身上，可以一段时间去讲预言。
And the Holy Spirit would come upon them just for a brief time so that they could give prophecy or things like that.
圣灵与他同在，但不会在他里面。
The Holy Spirit would be with them, but would not be in them.
因为耶稣赎你的罪为你死，新约时代不同。
Because Jesus died on the cross for your sins, there's something different in the New Testament era, in the time that we live.
现在圣灵是不单止与你同在，不单止降临在你身上，是会进入你心里面，永永远远与你同在。
Not only is the Holy Spirit with you, not only does He come upon you at certain times, but He will be in you for eternity, He will fill you.
你需要圣灵的充满。
You need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵是时时刻刻充满我们，掌管我们生命。
We need the filling of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis.
好像以弗所书第五章十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Like it says in Ephesians 5:18, don't be drunk, for drunkBut be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个乃被圣灵充满，是一个不停要被圣灵充满。
And this tells us to be filled with the Spirit. It means that we need to continually be filled with the Spirit.
耶稣得胜，打爆魔鬼，粉碎魔鬼的力量，又将圣灵放在你里面，比你都可以得胜。
Jesus is victorious. He overcame Satan. He defeated Satan. You can defeat Satan because of Jesus. And He's given you the Holy Spirit to help you. 弟兄姊妹，我哋需要圣灵喺我哋里边。使徒行传第一章第八节话：但圣灵降临在你身上，你们就必得着能力。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power.
你需唔需要圣灵嘅能力啊？
Do you need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life today?
有时我哋好多事系起唔到头，系好似系身不由己，事事俾呢啲嘅捆绑兜兜转转，兜兜转转。个原因我哋用自己嘅力量想打佢嘛。
So often when we just keep over and over and over fighting these same struggles again and again and again, it's because we're fighting in our own power.
我哋需要圣灵嘅能力充满我哋，有圣灵帮我哋克服呢啲事。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our life that we can overcome with the Spirit.
靠自己唔得，靠耶稣我得。
In my own strength, I cannot do it. In God's strength, I can.
So, 今日我哋喺呢度就要停。耶稣喺宝座上，仇敌喺耶稣嘅脚下，圣灵喺你心中。
Jesus is on the throne, the enemies are under his feet, and the Holy Spirit is in your heart.
你咁样一定要得胜啊！
And with this formula, you are the victor.
但你要让圣灵作主，
but you have to allow the Holy Spirit to have that authority in your life.
你需要让位俾神，带领你生命。
You must give the reins of your heart over to God.
我一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，你喺宝座上高，你为我哋赎罪。你已经是胜过魔鬼，胜过撒旦。我们奉耶稣的名，靠着耶稣的宝血，我们都可以胜过魔鬼撒旦。我们不用害怕他。主，我们今天奉你的名，靠你赶走一切邪灵的骚扰的。可能魔鬼在我们心里面讲很多不合神心意的说话，我们奉耶稣的名赶走这些声音。我们奉耶稣的名叫魔鬼放手离开，我们不再属于魔鬼，我们已经被耶稣拯救出来，我们是属于耶稣，属于神。所以求主你今天再一次来释放我们，不要再受魔鬼这些假话的欺骗的说话，他是没有权教任何一个基督徒，因为耶稣你胜过他。愿意我们的心可以清心在神你的面前，我想大家如果你觉得自己有需要，我想你跟我祷告，靠圣灵再一次充满你的心，释放你，你跟我这样祈祷。圣灵，我打开我心，我求你充满我，我需要圣灵的能力和帮助，我靠自己是不得，我好软弱，耶稣你应许将圣灵赐给每一个人祈求，我现在求父神你将圣灵给我，我让这个王位，我心中的位给圣灵你掌管，求你引导我，求你带领我，靠你教导我，脱离我的罪恶，脱离我的试探。多谢主听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。如果你刚才跟我讲这个祷告，
圣经话要时时被圣灵充满，我哋需要时时让我哋嘅心打开，让圣灵充满我哋。你可以得胜，因为耶稣得胜。愿神祝福大家，牧道之后三个。